78:25 will be our scripture for today. Men ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat.
Dearest Lord, I wonder what it must have been like to eat the bread of angels. Father, you are such a marvelous provider, and you are the bread of life. I know that to do your will is the very sustenance of my life. Nothing is of more importance than yielding to you. Father, my soul will starve if I refrain from delighting in doing your will. Lord, teach me to obey you first and to feed on your will, the true manna from heaven. Amen.
What's keeping you, my friends, from feeding on the will of God? Today, think about that. In Jesus' prayer, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as in heaven." What are you afraid of? Change in your life? Getting out of your comfort zone? Are you feeding on the will of God today?
Today's action. Feed someone who is hungry today. Today's treasure is found in 1 Samuel chapter 12:14. If you fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and do not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then both you and the king who reigns over you will continue following the Lord your God.
You know, sometimes praying, "Lord, thy will be done in my life," can be a scary thing. But I guarantee you, and you can take this to the bank, Murray and I have done it many times, and it's always worked out for the best. He will take you out of your comfort zone. He will change your course. He will give you a new vision. But it'll be far greater than anything you can ever think of, my friends. Many years ago, Mary and I prayed, "Father, thy will be done." And today, the result is His Will Ministry reaching around the world. What can you do if you'll just let His will be done in your lives?